Yeah, it's a little bit bizarre. The games that we're playing in Melbourne are pretty empty, so it's really can't wait to play at the RAC Arena in front of our Red Army and hopefully give them something to cheer about.
How much energy do you think they'll give in the half?
Yeah, look, I hope it is. I hope that, you know, it's buzzing there. We haven't played for a long, long time back at home, so, yeah, really looking forward to it. Get in that environment again and hopefully the boys respond. You know, the playing in Perth is a huge advantage throughout the league. It also gets the other team going as well, so it's a good environment to play, and we haven't really played in that. When we were in Melbourne, we played Phoenix over at their state of basketball with a crowd. It's quite noticeable, so yeah, really can't wait for Friday night. Yeah, we don't really look at that. That's we just want to take care of the next game. That's it. We can't put the cart before the horse. You know, we came back from Melbourne playing really good rhythm of basketball, playing really good team basketball. We got each other's back and playing unselfish. That's what we want to continue to do. We got a lot of momentum at the moment, so yeah, we want to cash that in. Yeah, we really broke it down into the games. It was the start off, there was four games and then three games and then two games, just when we had multiple days lead into the game. So, yeah, same thing. The NBL has put the schedule out only 2 weeks at a time, so we don't really know what's the long term, where we are or where we're playing. So we've just got to lock into these two games right now, and Friday night and then Monday. So, but we really want to lock in Friday night and that's it, and everything else will take care of itself. Yeah, well, look, they're super talented. You know, any one of them, Bichardo and Oliver in the team, and they've got the, you know, they really can shoot the ball really well. So it's going to test our defence again, and hopefully that, you know, our defence will stand up against them.
Do you feel like the teams so far have been an accurate representation of how they are, given across the league, given the congested nature of the season? Do you think we're going to fluctuate at the NBL Cup now? You might see four weeks.
Yeah, well, you hope the home court advantage and the travelling will come into factors. Obviously, having, you know, all the teams in Melbourne, there's no travel factors, so there's no weariness, so there's no, you know, you're jumping, playing in the game and jumping on a plane again. So hopefully the home teams can get on a bit of a roll and win some home games. Yeah, it's always the first time to win the cup on offer, and to have that in the trophy cabinet now is good for our history. But, you know, we're looking at long term, which is to make finals and then challenge for the championship. So it was really good for us to get a winning record on the road. Now we've got a little patch here at home that we want to take care of. Yeah, without a question. It was great that, you know, we didn't get kill each other after 6 weeks living in each other's back pocket. It's hard when you're in that environment all the time. But the guys have been really good. They've been inclusive of everybody. It's the chemistry is first class. It really showed out that we have some quality people on the team, and hopefully we show that on the court.
Trevor, I know physically you were talking about Bryce and also Mitch towards the latter end of the NBL Cup, and just trying to rest them or get them a little bit more of an extra spell.
Yeah, no, really good. Obviously, we had a couple of days off just to get away from each other and do the duties that we've got to do at home around the house and see family and all that stuff. But, you know, the guys have a pep in their step this morning, ready to get out on Friday night. So we're no illusion. This is what we do for a living, and we're in a good position right now. We want to take advantage of that. Yeah, no, really good. He was great yesterday at practice, and hopefully we'll get another good practice in the lead-in for tomorrow.
Have you been able to put your finger on why Cairns haven't fired like they've previously done, why they probably haven't really where they'd like to be at the moment?
Yeah, look, I haven't really given much thought, just only the scout. I know what they're capable. We've seen that last year and how talented their imports are and their role players. So we're just worried about ourselves, make sure that we're playing at a high level and playing the right way. And normally when you play the right way, good things happen. Yeah, we're really hamstrung by the time frame. We don't know. They haven't given us an exact date that this is going to happen in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks. We don't know when that happens. And same with the schedule. We don't know when the regular season finishes. So how can you get 9 games to qualify when you don't know when the season finishes? So there's a lot of stuff still up in the air. But first and foremost, Bryce needs to get his citizenship before we go down that path. We just don't know the time frame. They could be here and it could be 2 months.
Yeah.
So we're hamstrung a little bit by not having an end date to when that happens or if it does happen during our season. And when does the NBL season finish? I don't know either. So that's pretty hard at the moment.
Have you had a conversation with agents around that and they've asked you those questions and you've said, I don't know?
We have a conversation with agents every week. Every time, find out what players that we like, what are they doing. Obviously, with the G League finishing up, Europe starting to finish and Asia starting to finish. So there's a lot of players out there. It's just we can't bring them in. We've got to get – it's not like the old days, just jump on a plane and we'll get a visa. You actually have to have a contract before you jump on a plane or allowed into Australia. So there's a lot of logistics works that has to go through that, and we can't offer a contract until Bryce gets citizenship. I'm sure there's something, but there's a lot of paperwork to go through for that, yeah.
Is it almost a sense that the club almost has to be ready to go once it comes down with Bryce, hopefully sooner rather than later for everyone, that offer almost needs to be taken on that day? It's almost like the club needs to have someone in terms of one down the pile, something ready to go so that it happens almost on the day.
Yeah, and that, look, if it goes down, so many moving pieces still, we don't know our season, so we mightn't get 9 games in. So it's a catch-22, but we just got to be patient. And Bryce's citizenship is for the Olympics. It's not for Perth Wildcats, so they're no hurry to help the Perth Wildcats. It's so he could represent Australia and hopefully at the Tokyo Olympics.
You see the changes other teams have made in the past week or two. There's been a bit of
Yeah, well, that's the old days. Everything's moved now, isn't it, with the you know, how the world is. But, look, we're pretty happy with our team at the moment. All we can do is play the best basketball we can. We're doing that. The team are playing the right way, playing unselfish. We've got a great group within there, the synergy on the court, and we want to make that the best we possibly can.
Does it almost feel like you're almost expecting, do you almost need to prepare not to have that extra manpower coming in, just stick with the current roster?
Yeah, without a question. I think a few years ago we only went for 2 imports and won a championship. There was a lot of speculation that Perth needed to get 3 imports to win it. So we're more concerned of the chemistry within the group and playing the right way, and the wins and losses will take care of it. Yeah, look, we can go a different set of getting a big guy or getting a guard or getting a wing. So we've been very fortunate. We've got some experience and useful in the team, but we'll make that decision down the track if we do make